do you have in your mind? Immovable memories. I'd love to share some of mine. I have memories that will never leave me of witnessing the suffering of others. And at the time, my own pain in reaction to their pain. And I can recall those times so easily to help me feel the pain of others. We will never develop bodhicitta if we can't move our mind to feel the pain of others. We need to be aware of that pain all the time and strive to realize emptiness. It's the pain of others that's pushing us to realize emptiness, initially with our gross mind and eventually with our very subtle mind. When we realize emptiness directly with our very subtle mind in the most profound way, we are enlightened. We have no mistaken appearance. This is our goal. No mistaken appearance. Faultless. When we have no mistaken appearance, our mind pervades all phenomena. It touches the heart of each and every living being effortlessly every day, because that's its very nature. We need this wisdom. No mistaken appearance. What will get us there is feeling the pain of others. How do we feel the pain of others? As Geshe-la says, we use our own pain to understand the pain of others. And we need to love them. If you love somebody, your child, your husband, your wife, your partner, your parents, you don't have to meditate to want to take their pain away, do you? You know, when somebody we love is in a lot of physical or mental pain, we'd do anything to take their pain away. This is how we need to feel with everybody, that their pain is unbearable to us. You know, one of the things that helps me, that I think is a tragedy, and Geshe-la calls a great sadness, is that the method for all suffering to cease already exists. So why are people suffering? And Geshe-la says, he said often in his festival teachings, this such great sadness. You know, sometimes we wonder where does Venerable Geshe-la's tireless energy come from? You know, from one point of view, he's in his 80s. And he's tireless. I think, you know, can you imagine that word ever describing us? Tireless, tireless. Won't that be wonderful one day? That'll come when we develop bodhicitta. We'll become a tireless person because all we'll be thinking about is removing other people's pain. So he's tireless. We think, where does that energy come from? Because he knows in his own experience that suffering can cease. When you have that experience, you become tireless in wishing everybody's suffering to cease. So we need to use our pain. So again, because we're studying, we're learning from Mirror of Dharma. Mirror of Dharma is exactly that. It's a mirror of Dharma. So you hold up the mirror and you have a look. You have a look at your own mind in the mirror of Dharma. And it gives you information in the same way as if you look at your face in an ordinary mirror. It gives you information. Is there chocolate on your cheek? And you can remove it. So we need to look in the mirror of Dharma. Am I doing this? Not do I know this? Not do I know this? We all know so much Dharma. It's called spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge doesn't solve our problems. Spiritual knowledge doesn't take away our pain. Spiritual knowledge is not our protector. Spiritual experience is. So we need to look at an instruction and always ask ourselves, sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph, am I doing this? Am I doing this? So the question here is, am I using my pain? Am I using my pain to produce spiritual realizations? Or am I wishing I had no pain, which for an ordinary person is impossible? We need to use our pain to produce an understanding of where pain comes from and develop renunciation, and an understanding of the pain of all living beings, which produces compassion. So Geshe-la says, if we learn to accept our own suffering patiently, if we then think of the suffering of all other living beings trapped in samsara, compassion will arise naturally.